Okay, so hi, I'm Mushan. A couple of affiliations for you. This one, this one, this one, this one, this one. And I want to talk about beyond sharing, open source design that's blasting through a longer presentation. So just when we have a problem, we or me in that case, being on the top left in yellow, trying to reach the bottom right in green, if it's really easy for me, I wouldn't have a reason to collaborate. But usually it's not that easy, and then there's problems, but also opportunities for collaboration, because I'm not the only one who has problems. There's a lot of us, and a lot of us are trying to get to different places. Now, here is where we can meet halfway through, and maybe if we document it well, we can make sure that it's easier to get to that point, and then move together towards our goals, and from that point, each of us reach their own goals. And basically, this is where open source happens. How does that work with design? With design, there are a couple of problems. One of the things that works for motivation in code is low costs for collaboration. We have a chicken and egg problem with design, because designers don't use open source software, and then they don't make open source software better, and then they don't use open source software, and I don't have enough time to continue. Process. One of the things that we're using in code is granularity, both in software and in wikis. We have the character, and the character gives us ladder of contribution. Anything from a typo fix to a whole set of articles in Wikipedia is contribution. You also get history, moderation, transparency. We don't have that in design that easily. Language. So I'm telling you something I hope you understand, but you're basically getting something else. When we're coding, I'm using a programming language. The computer understands me. I send the code to a central repository, and we're all using the same code for communication. That creates much easier collaboration. We have a problem because the first thing that we're doing when we're designing is define a language. Imagine trying to collaborate on code without knowing which programming language you're even using. And in the other side, when you're trying to understand the code, in coding, it either executes or not, so you know if you communicated or not. You don't have error messages above people's heads. Another thing is inconsistency. If I'm inconsistent with the way I'm communicating, people won't understand me. And even the decision-making in Wikipedia, which is a non-programming open-source project, is largely rational. So did I come here to convince you that it's undoable? No. I think it is doable. I'll just use one example. Okay. Yeah. One example. This blog was posted by Jane, I believe, a year ago, inviting people to submit icons for WordPress 2.7. And when the icons were voted on, this was what one of the questions Jane basically asked: do you like it or not? Perfectly okay, not sure. You've seen that before. What I was completely inspired by was this. For example, what do you think about the metaphors for each one of the icons, and then breaking the metaphors for each of the contributions to things to consider. And that's how I basically learned that as much as the chameleon that I did with my students is not basically a very good metaphor for the appearance. These are the icons that we got, and even me and my students actually voted for this one because we thought it was the best one, not ours. So just fixing it. Motivation. We can't force the use of bad tools, and the success that we're having is mainly code-based, so there's more work to be done there. But process-wise, put the files online, explore versioning for design, use code when it's possible, definitely when we're talking about CSS. language. We can do networked research. We can create extensible languages like CSS. We should document the language. And when we're talking about comprehension, there's a lot in design that is rational, like user experience, technical, and so on. And we can document that on blogs. So just finishing with this example, what we have here is example of leadership on one hand and openness on the other hand. The openness example is not an amazing design work, and it's definitely not accessible. So what we're looking for is a combination of leadership and openness. And this diagram, which I won't explain, is slightly more nuanced. And I think that's what we're getting from WordPress, which I'm very inspired by. So thank you, guys. We can't just sprinkle open source on anything, including design. We need to really understand what's going on there and how to make it better. I would love to get your suggestions. Thank you very much. The slides are on mushon.com. I have a bunch of papers in my hand, so later. Thanks.